I think that's a testament to, it's a good point, because we learned, 2015 taught us so many lessons, us, the federal government, the industry, and it had all to do with, you were seeing significant movement from farm to farm, lateral movement. That told us and told the industry there were significant biosecurity breaches there. And so a lot was learned at that point. But remember, it hadn't been a real threat for a long time. And so it's hard to imagine that until you're in it. 15 taught us lessons. So then when it reoccurred, and we've now had several years experience with it, what you didn't see was lateral movement. What you saw was independent bird, wild bird introductions at each farm, and they weren't connected to each other. So again, that told us the biosecurity farm to farm had been improved dramatically, but we were still dealing with and continue to deal with this idea of how do you keep wild birds out of buildings? How do you protect from that kind of exposure? And of course, the virus changes too. And so sometimes it's more virulent than others, and it moves and it affects different ways. And so you got to learn and adjust to that as well. So a tremendous amount of investment has been made. Work has been done. Response has been changed to be more rapid in terms of getting ahead of things so that you can try to prevent movement and spread. All those things are serving us well, but clearly there's more work to be done. And with a situation like this, all you can really do is keep learning, keep moving, keep trying to address it, be as proactive as you possibly can be. But from our standpoint here, we have to be ready, and we certainly are.